Right now it is time for speaking about styling, a couple of styling guys, Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack with Appraisish. You can find them on the web, tqag.com. Good morning, good day, good night.
Thank you, Truman. Thank you, Truman.
That's one way I know. You know, I like that movie. I really do. I don't know why, but I like the score to it. I just love that movie. But anyways,
yeah, I do too, actually.
Well, we're going to talk here a little bit about something we brought up a couple of weeks ago. And that is a Warhol's Maryland, $195 million.
Yeah, that was something last night. That was it was the Christie's sale, and it was also a return to some sort of normalcy of people in the gallery, people on the phones, live auction at its finest.
When you stop and think about it, $195 million, it's more than half of the sale. And there were 34 lots in the sale, 34 masterworks. And this piece, had it not sold, the sale would have done $195 million less.
It took it took 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Four minutes to get the most expensive painting in the 20th century.
Well, but for an American.
Yeah. Race. Yeah. Yes. But you have to realize that 4 minutes, if you're there, if you've ever been to a sale where they lots sell in extended times, 4 minutes doesn't really seem like a lot when you're in the room, because there's time literally stands still when you're on a piece like this. And there's just something in the room that when it happens, and when that hammer comes down, you don't even really realize how long you have been waiting for the hammer to come down, because the energy in the room on a piece like this is, it's palpable, and it's so exciting to see, to be in a room when something sells like that, because you do lose track of all sense of time. There is no time when you are selling a piece like this, unless you're the person that are waiting for the hammer to fall, because it's you're going to be the successful bidder. Then it seems like an eternity.
Well, yeah. we go from you know, this is absolutely amazing. We also spoke about this. The Rock, the record-setting white diamond, is going up for auction. Yeah. Where a portion of the proceeds, by the way, is going to help bring clean, fresh water to people in areas of conflicts. But once again, I'm looking at a picture of this the first time. It's expected to sell for up to $30 million. And I'm looking at this pear-shaped diamond. And I do have to say, I'm not a big jewelry person, but this is pretty freaking amazing.
Yes, it is.
It's, you know, no, something normally that big is gaudy and ugly. This is absolutely a beautiful diamond.
Well, I think it's because of the shape. The pear shape is a very aesthetically pleasing to look at, much more so than just a regular standard cut diamond that we're used to looking at.
I like to think about that about myself.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah. So yeah, I have it pulled up here, and because I knew we were, if you weren't going to talk about it, we had to mention it, because tomorrow is the big day, I've got it marked, and I'm following it. I was following the Warhol too, so when I got up this morning and I opened my email, I had the email there. I thought, oh my god, I can't wait to see what it sold for. But tomorrow, I think tomorrow I'm going to follow the sale. I want to see what happens, because it'll be interesting to see how long it takes for this to sell.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm not a big jewelry person and, you know, diamonds and big, but when I saw the picture of this, and the great thing about the picture that they've posted online It's a big picture, so you get to really appreciate the size of this being held in between a thumb and a forefinger, and how beautiful it is. It really is pretty amazing.
I know. Yeah. The cut itself, I mean, the facets and how it reflects the light and everything. It really is a breathtaking piece of earth.
Well, we can go to a kind of cool thing, and that is Kirk and Ann Douglas. They're selling off their art from their collection, and when you take a look at the prices, and the story really hits upon this, this is, for the type of art that's being auctioned off, this is really a pretty affordable auction.
I think I don't remember who's selling it, actually. I saw the article.
It's going to benefit the Douglas Foundation, and they're raising money for healthcare, education, and for the well-being of women and children that are put under stress. It's got pieces of art there that are going for $20,000 to $30,000, and some a little bit more. But when you look at that, that's almost a steal by like going to the dollar store nowadays.
Well, considering that a Warhol just sold for $195 million, I would say yeah. but that'd be fun to follow. I'll have to do a little bit. I wasn't aware that was coming up. I just saw the banner or the headline come up this morning in my collectible news.
Yeah.
So
This particular auction, there's about 210 lots, and it's a lot of it is, there's also, I think, some jewelry and some pottery that's also in it. But a lot of the artwork there, it's more of the lithographs. Their fine art collection of original oils on canvas and things like that was sold, I think, at Christie's several years ago before the pandemic. And I think that this is some of the other things that were part of the collection. And I didn't realize this, is that Kirk Douglas, he died in 2020, and he was 103 years old. I didn't realize he was 103. And his wife, Ann, passed away a year later, just last year in 2021.
If you love art and you can get a lithograph by Picasso, Warhol, or anything like that,
sure,
for $20,000 to $30,000, to me, wow, that sounds just like unbelievably great.
It's well, when you headline into $200 million with Marilyn, when you look in comparison, but you are correct. And it's Andrew Jones Auctions in Los Angeles that is running this particular auction for Kirk Douglas items. But there's also this time of year, May, and we talked about a little bit about this last week, is that this is the month where a lot of the larger auctions are taking place, both in fine art as well as jewelry. So a lot of the auction houses will have their fine and important jewelry auctions, as well as a lot of the prints and multiples, the American paintings, American and European paintings, those sorts of things. So at Hindman Auctions, this is, I think today starts the European and American paintings, and there is a Renoir that they have that is estimated, I think, at $400,000 to $600,000. Beautiful, beautiful Renoir. And then a variety of other great European artist Pissarro and others, as well as some American artists. So this is the week that a lot, this week, next week, the month of May is a big month for the fine art. And then next week is jewelry at Heinemann, a lot of the fine jewelry, just like Christie's and Sotheby's around the world. So that they're doing this at this time is a perfect time, because this is the time that a lot of people are buying. But I think that one of the things, and I wanted to mention this when we were talking about the Maryland sale, is that a lot of the dealers were talking about that the market is really, this is a good time to sell. A lot of people held back a lot of stuff, and they have not spent a whole lot because they really were not sure what was going to happen within the pandemic. I think with these sales, it's really showing that even with all the crazy things happening with the war, you know, what's going on with Ukraine and the economy and everything else, there's still a lot of spending that's happening in the marketplace for great stuff.
You know, when we talk about this, for listeners that aren't aware, the Warhol painting, which is going for that amount, which I found out by viewing paintings, it's 40 by 40, 40 inches by 40 inches.
You know, 40 it's, inches, right?
No, real. I mean, but still, you know, it's like we talked about this, about the Mona Lisa. A lot of people don't realize that these paintings aren't, I think they think they're bigger than life. Do you know what I mean? And they're not.
Yeah, of course. Of course, like billboard size. I know.
Yeah. <It's not>. You think because it's,
I liken it to going to the Louvre and standing in line for 25 or 30 minutes to get up to see the Mona Lisa. You're thinking that it's this gigantic thing, and all of a sudden you get up there and it's not. It's very small.
Now,
by comparison, what we think it is.
Vladimir Putin's yacht was just taken in by a country, and you know, sooner or later, that's going up for auction. I can't imagine what that will bring at auction when it finally goes up for auction.
I don't know.
Right.
No,
but
I can't.
That was Italy.
I think it's more interesting to find out what's on it and how many, you know, like the, you know, because a lot of these yacht owners, they have really high-end art collections on their yachts as well. So it's not just the yacht, it's the contents, I think, that are going to be interesting.
I just can't wait till that happens. And finally, let's bring in good old state of Massachusetts. There's a collection of motor cars that are going to go out for auction by the state. In 2020, they arrested a guy by the name of Corey Taylor. They found him with 138 pounds of marijuana. Okay, that's 138 pounds of marijuana. It's not like he's this huge, big cartel drug dealer. But after investigating, they found out he was the kingpin of a massive drug operation, and he used the money. This is what's great. He used the money to purchase over 24 classic sports cars, and all those cars have now been taken under the wing. 29 of the 37 cars that were discovered made their way to an auctioneer, Stanley J. Payne. I have no idea, but these cars are going to go for a lot of money. And it's not like, once again, it's not like these are super, super cars. One's a Supra that was used in a film that is going to go for about $550,000. So once again, for people who want a collector car and don't want to spend millions of dollars, this is a chance for people, once again, to get into these cars that were either used in movies or TV shows, and they're collectibles, and the prices are going to be anywhere from probably $40,000 up to $500,000. Now, the $500,000 sounds like a lot, but this is, once again, I'm focusing in on an auction that I think, because it's being run by an auctioneer, and it was from, you know, police taking the automobiles, is going to yield a lot of decent results for people that are looking for collectible cars.
Well, seizure auctions are very popular. So and the people who actually bid at seizure auctions are not your same clientele that bid on the Warhols and the Palm Beach or the Palm Springs auto auctions. They're I think you're right. There's going to be this is going to be an opportunity for someone to possibly snatch a nice piece of automobilia that they'll be able to afford, and you know, as opposed to when you go to some of these high-end automobile auctions. Well, you know, you follow them and you see what some of these things are selling for. They're outrageous. So I think this is going to be you're right. I think it will be a good opportunity. It's not going to be a garage sale, but I think that people are going to be able to. More people will be able to afford this than they would if they would go to one of the higher end auctions that where the cars are so hand picked. But seizure auctions, I sign up for a couple of them just to follow to see what's happening, because a lot of them have like cars. They also sell watches. A lot of seizure auctions have jewelry. So if we're doing appraisals, that sometimes it's not exactly the best place to go to get a comparable because it's a fire sale. But depending on what the appraisal is, it might, you know, it could be a valid comparable. So.
All right, and we have finally on the nice side, Sotheby's is doing an auction that is raising funds for the International Rescue Committee in Ukraine, and they're going to have an auction with, from 15 contemporary Ukrainian artists and 13 international artists. It's going to be an online auction. It's going to run from the 13th to the 19th of May, and all the money that is raised will go directly to benefit people under the gun in Ukraine.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to have to sign up to follow that one too. I don't know if people are aware of this, but you can without actually having to register, you can go in and get the emails from them saying that this is coming up and that is coming up. So it's actually a very good way to find out what's happening, and I hope it's a big success. I'm sure it's going to do a lot. I'm not sure what the art will bring, and how much is going to be almost like a, for lack of a better word, a charity auction, because you usually end up paying more at an event like that than you would if it was, for example, just a standard auction that where it doesn't benefit someone. So, but I hope it does really, really well, because they need all the help that we can give them.
So, well, it's roughly 30, between 30 and 40 pieces of art. So let's say, and they're all donated. So let's say they each bring, let's just say $200,000. It's still a ton of money,
a ton of money.
Right. And it's also, yep. It reflects good on the industry.
Well, it does, but you know, it also I think people it gives people who don't follow Sotheby's or Christie's or any of these big high auction houses, it gives them a better insight to what these organizations, what they can do. And because a lot of times these auction companies, they seem so far removed from everyday Joes like us, you know. And this is something that even if you, you know, aren't able to afford some of the pieces, you could at least participate. And that's gives people a good feeling. So I think that's a great idea. I think it's really great, and I hope it does really well.
Now, Tim, are you on the land for a while and home for a while?
Oh, no, I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I'm doing a number of business development meetings, some presentations, meeting with art museum art curators and directors. So there's a number of things happening today. So. Constantly on the move, Marshall.
He needs constantly a theme song like they did for Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Well, no, my theme song is I've Been Everywhere, Man.
Man, that's right, everywhere.
Oh, is this one of the states? Is this one of the states that you have
No.
Man?
Well, but I have one more thing that I wanted to wanted to bring up. There was an amazing letter that Freeman's Auction House in Philadelphia, they originally sold this letter in 1924 for $3,000. It's a John Hancock letter announcing America's independence, and it just sold on May 3rd for $1.9 million. So just an interesting little historical fun fact.
Now, what was it originally sold for?
Originally sold for $3,000 back in 1924. The company, the Freeman's Auctions, actually sold that letter in 1924 and came back to them May 3rd. They brought it up for auction, and it sold for $1.9 million.
Wow.
For this John Hancock signed letter. Just very, I just thought that it's great that they have that kind of that 100-year, over 100-year history where they can see, hey, we sold this back in 1924, and now it's back up and sold for a lot more than $3,000.
Talk about provenance. That's a great provenance. I mean, to know where that, you know, started and where it has finally ended up again. So that's great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, I want you to have a good week, and we'll speak to you guys next week. Enjoy the – we're having warm weather up here, so I hope you're having it down there.
It's 75 here, yes. We're fine. We're going up to 85.
And it's 50. It's 50 here in Milwaukee, but it's going to be 60, so not bad.
All right. Have a great week, guys.
Hey, you too.
Take care. Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This, TQAG.com on the web is where you can find them. You can also find them at RobinHoodRadio.com. Click on demand. Click on Appraise This.